Hello, welcome back to About Music, The Art of Listening. I am Brian. We're continuing to talk about musical fingerprints, but we're looking at piano music of the 20th century today. There are factors that are common to most of these styles. The most obvious is the use of melodies and harmonies in scale systems that move well beyond major and minor. Energetic rhythmic drive is also a strong feature of the music of this period. So is the incredible complexity of the music and the difficulty of playing and understanding the compositions. Impressionism and Debussy. The scales in The Joyous Isle include the whole tone and pentatonic in addition to major and minor. We covered all of these scales in episode 11 if you would like to refresh your memory from the podcast section. Rhythmic and virtuoso playing are very evident in this composition.
Thank you. Additionally, in the Impressionist style, here is an entire short sonata by Ravel.
Thank you.
Major genre of the 20th century is Expressionism, and Arnold Schoenberg was one of the leading composers here. This shows the complete abandoning of Western tonal systems of major and minor, and replaces it with music in which all 12 tones are given theoretically equal treatment. This 12-tone technique produced music that at the same time sounds incredibly complex and also sounds to the uninitiated like completely random pressing of notes. This music is probably best understood by examining the score, but for non-readers of music, the best advice I can give is to listen to the overall shape and the structure and don't attempt to get caught up in detailed analytical thinking. This piece, like many, has no title. It's simply called Piano Piece Opus 33, so that even that straw is not available for us to clutch onto. Nationalism, which was a feature of the 19th century, took on a new shape in the 20th century. Ethnomusicologists sought to record and preserve the sound of folk and traditional music before it was overwhelmed and forever lost in the sweeping tide of popular music, which was proliferated through the radio, records, and other methods of mass production. Bartok was one of these ethnomusicologists. He recorded and wrote down, along with Kodály, the Magyar Hungarian peasant music and incorporated some of it into their compositions. The three rondos are an example of this. Let's listen. ¶¶ Did you notice the use of non-traditional harmony and scales, which are not as radical as Schoenberg granted, but one technique that Bartók uses is combining different scales at the same time. Also, he often hides the difference between the major and minor by using both of them at the same time, especially in chords. The second of Bartók's pieces that we will listen to today once again shows folk influences and rhythms. Bartók in this piece combines Hungarian pentatonic music with Romanian chromatic music and strong rhythms. The title is Allegro Barbaro. This was a jab at his critics who didn't understand him at all and referred to him as a barbarian.
Few more musical styles of the 20th century. Neoclassicism, which we encountered last week in the program on ballet music, is a style of composition where classical forms are reinvented in the 20th century scale and harmonic systems. These works often sound familiar even at a first hearing, but with a kind of spicy harmonic twist that gives them a totally different flavor. Here is just one movement, the second movement, from Prokofiev's Piano Sonata No. 7.
Thank you.
Our next two styles are avant-garde and experimental. There were many attempts to reimagine music in a more modern way, and one of these was by using instruments in different ways. The avant-garde and experimental styles looked at chance music, also called aleatoric music, which is a genre where some elements of the composition are left to chance, or to the discretion of the performers. The composer provides a framework, but the result is unpredictable as every performance is different, even when it's with the same performers. Composers here were John Cage, Karlheinz Stockhausen, Morton Feldman, and Witold Lutoslawski. The most famous of these is John Cage's 4 minutes and 33 seconds. Unfortunately, I cannot play this piece for you as it involves the pianist sitting silently at the piano for that amount of time. The music is the ambient sounds occurring in the venue. Another way of using the instruments differently is the prepared piano. Here the piano is modified with various items which alter the sound, so that it becomes more of a percussive instrument than a melodic instrument. John Cage's Sonatas and Interludes for Prepared Piano to give you the idea. Now we look at minimalism. Philip Glass, who we encountered last week in Ballet Music, wrote a piece for piano in 1988 which he entitled Metamorphosis. It's in 5 sections, of which we will hear the first. We hear his minimalist style with repeated motifs and gradually changing meditative quality. It's almost hypnotic. These 5 movements enjoy popularity with pianists and audiences and have been frequently recorded by many different pianists. However, I'm going to feature the composer himself playing his Metamorphosis. Thank you. In our final work for today, we return to neoclassicism, to Igor Stravinsky, and to the ballet. However, the three movements from Petrushka that we will listen to are not used for dancing, but are transcribed as virtuoso piano pieces by Stravinsky himself. These three pieces show his ingenuity in adapting orchestral textures to the piano. The three movements are A Russian Dance, Petrushka's Room, and the Shrovetide Fair. These three brilliant, complex, and expressive items will close our program for today. So I bid you farewell until next week, when I hope you will join me for more music of the 20th century. Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you.